who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. So we're supposed to salute. They were supposed to salute this guy. And remember, we're talking about a church. Paul's writing a letter to the church in Rome. In Rome. Why is he saying all this stuff? Because he wants, when these people to come to visit, that they would, you know, see that these are people worthy of, you know, being in the same church with them, and also saluting them and saying, hey, like, we got a visitor from another church tonight. Did you salute him? So I salute you, Brother Colin. Thanks for coming tonight. But we should be, we should be saluting people that are coming and visiting our church. We shouldn't just, like, let them sit there and nobody ever says hi to them. That's not a loving church. We need to do that. I'm not saying nobody did. I'm just saying that we should do that. So a salute means a gesture of respect, homage, or polite recognition of acknowledgement, especially one made to or by a person when arriving or departing. So when you salute someone, it's someone that's leaving or someone that's arriving. So why is he telling them to? Why is he telling this church at Rome to salute people? Because they're coming to visit his church, that church. He's just like, these people are okay. These people are good people. You know, it's kind of like, you know, people use letters to communicate back then, but now we use all kinds of different things to communicate, don't we? So you could just do a Facebook post and say, hey, so-and-so is coming to the church, you know, or whatever. You know, that could be, like, we communicate in a way different way today. Most people don't write handwritten letters anymore. But back then, that was the way that people did things. And Paul's just saying, hey, these are good people. Hey, when they come, help them. And these are people that have helped me. So it's kind of like a way of just saying, hey, these people are okay. You know, when they come to your church, they're not some wolves in sheep's clothing that are, you know, Paul's just like putting a stamp on them and saying, hey, these are good people. Now, just because a pastor say, hey, this is a good person, do they always end up staying a good person? Not necessarily. No, but like as far as Paul knew at that time, all those people were good people. And I think that they were all good people. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, being in the know about who's coming to your church. Like, I think there was a perfect example of Brother Colin being here. He texted me earlier and said he was going to be at our church tonight. And I was like, oh, that kind of fits with my sermon a little bit. So, you know, and Colin, you know, people know Colin, and he's a good guy. So I've known him for a long time. So that's someone that we should salute when we see him, hey? But, you know, sometimes there's people that come in and they got pink hair or they get exited right out the door. No. But there's sometimes we're leery of people. But if it's someone that you know, it takes the pressure off a little bit. Because especially in churches like ours, there's always weirdos trying to creep in and do weird stuff, right? So, or, you know, it's been a while since we had to throw anybody out of here, but, you know, I'm pretty big, so... You know, maybe they just realized that it'd be a mistake. I don't know. Or Sean, or, you know, we're all packing guns here and things like that. So it makes people a little more leery about trying to infiltrate. But I believe this chapter is here to help us to understand that it's right to commend believers moving to other churches or for whatever reasons. Because people move to churches, it shouldn't be like, why are they moving to that church? You know? But so I don't think it's wrong for like a person in leadership to say, hey, Pastor so-and-so, I just want to let you know one of our church members is moving to your church. We do that all the time. And so we do it by phone or by text message or by email or, you know, Facebook Messenger or whatever it is. But we communicate those things. Why do we communicate those things? So we know that person's a good person and they didn't like just try to destroy the church right before they left.
Right.
So we pick on the old IFB for saying, you know, like if one of us, like one of the new IFB people get kicked out of their church, then they call the other pastors and say these guys are bad guys or whatever. I don't think that's right. You know, let someone live something down, but I'm saying if someone's like a total wolf, you know, I think it's a pastor should say something. Because in this chapter it talks about marking people, but we should also mark people in a good way. So there's nothing wrong with marking someone in a good way and saying, hey, this person's coming to visit your church, just wanted to let you know. You know, they've been a great help to me. Maybe you can use them in some way. That's what I think that this chapter is written for, so that we can understand that this is biblical to do that. Everything shouldn't be such a secret all the time, and everything should be out in the open. You know, Jesus said, what I say to you in the ear, preach from the housetops. So there's nothing wrong with like saying, hey, you know, so-and-so is coming to your church. they're a good dude or whatever. They're a good lady. So, and I think that it's also biblical for us to mark and warn other people about people that would come that would be wicked. And so you can't have one without the other. You know, and that's what this chapter's teaching. Hey, commend those people that are good. Salute those people that are good. Greet those people that are good. Mark those people that are bad.